so far all we know is that one of the trains had stalled after being struck by lightning, and then another train rammed into it. But in between, there hasn't been a lot of other indications of what else might have happened, and this in turn has churned up a whole bunch of response, not only online from netizens, but also from in the state media, from reporters and bloggers, all asking one of the big questions that, you know, how is it that this one train had stalled and yet the other train was not contacted before it rammed into that train? So still a lot of questions there, and of course, that's why they've begun this review.
It's interesting you say that there has been critical comment even coming from the state media. That suggests, that there is a lot of concern about this incident.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who watches China and has been watching China for a long time, I've been really surprised at the amount and the outpouring of criticism that there's been. And, of course, in the state media, it's more along the lines of, you know, calling for a thorough investigation, but still, you know, nonetheless being very outspoken. Online, of course, though, there's a lot of criticism, a lot of skepticism, cynicism. There were, you know, of course, railway ministry officials have repeatedly said they were sorry about what has happened, and this has just been, you know, basically mocked online. They've had polls. I saw this morning one poll that was saying, you know, do you agree that, that they're really sorry? Does it really make a difference? And, of course, a lot of people online don't feel that really gets to the bottom of it. What they really want to know is why these problems happen. And it's not just safety in regards to the railway system. It's safety, food safety, just traveling from one place to another, all kinds of different things that Chinese citizens face on a daily basis that people are concerned about. And it's kind of found a conduit through this incident. I saw this interesting cartoon this morning that has this couple, and they're hugging and kind of crying, and each one of them is going one by one over all these things that during the day that didn't or could not or didn't happen to them that could have killed them. You know, some incident, a food incident, a food safety thing, or crossing the street and getting hit by a car, or something along those lines. And then they're crying, and then the next part of the cartoon is the spokesman for the railway ministry, and he's saying, it's a miracle that you're alive. And both of them are, you know, their heads are turned towards him looking stupefied. You know, how could you say such a thing?
These high-speed trains have been, a great source of pride previously for the country. Now the public must view them somewhat differently.
Yeah, and again, there was a poll on that as well, too, on not necessarily on high-speed rail, but just taking trains. Are you going to take a train, you know? And people were asking questions about that. Obviously, people haven't entirely stopped taking trains because of the incident, but it has raised questions in the minds of people who need to get from one place to another. And it's really punctured a hole, I think, in the pride of this massive effort that now some believe may have taken place too fast, and because of that fact, there were safety issues that have arisen in the process.
Bill, there's been a lot of publicity about a 2-year-old girl who was badly injured in the crash, and she's received a lot of publicity. What is known about her situation?
Well, right now we know that she's in stable condition, but you know, on the one hand, while I was earlier saying that, you know, there's a lot of criticism out there, there has been a tremendous outpouring of concern for, you know, fellow human beings in the wake of this incident. There were villagers that rushed to the scene and helped out in the wake of the accident and helped the authorities to rescue those who had been injured. And the case of Ying Ying also has this young girl has also captured the attention of a nation, really. And on the broadcasts on television here, they've gone, you know, and they've found her parents who have both passed away. They found their Twitter blogs, Twitter-like blogs and postings that they put up, even up to several hours before this incident occurred. And it's a really touching story. And there are people who have put postings up in return, you know, wishing her well and to to go on and live a happy life.